With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a compilation of Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures titled Be Frugal, It Begins at Our Table.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
The main cause of the danger of our survival right now is the cause from meat diet. The more we stick to the meat diet, the more we need oil and other fuel, resulting in even more shortage in all necessities. So I suggest only one thing, just to go veg. Be vegetarian. Choose a vegetarian diet. Then all will cool down. All disaster will disappear. We will see how simple and happy life can be, and how we will think clearly, and how our heart will be more open, more blissful. We can understand many more things than we have up to now, and that we really can live with much far less than what we thought possible, and still be happy, survive, satisfied, and healthy. Just ask yourself one question. What's wrong with living a frugal and saintly life? Why not living a frugal and saintly life? The virtuous life. The life without guilt. The food without blood. To live without costing the earth and all lives thereof. Just put down those meat. A simple change of diet can minimize so much dependency, can stop so much of suffering, and can save the whole planet. Oh God, how easy to stop global warming. If we just change to animal-free diet, change to vegetarian lifestyle, then we will have the chance to keep this home that we so love, also for our future children.
Thank you, Supreme Master. Supreme Master, this month in August in Ireland, there was a salmonella scare and there was a nationwide recall of meat products from one of the country's biggest sandwich chains. In fact, these recalls seem to be coming more and more frequent. We read about them almost every day. Somewhere in the world, meat is being recalled due to E. coli or salmonella poisoning or some other disease. It seems that if we eat meat, it's not only affecting the environment, but we're actually taking risks with our own health. Why do you feel that we're seeing more and more of these recalls?
Well, madam, clearly it is a warning sign, huh? As heaven's last resource to sound an alarming bells, we must listen. And now, the animals, they are also trying to help waking up human race by sacrificing their lives. Anyone who can communicate with the animals by telepathy would confirm my view on this. Now please, if anyone is listening, we must stop all act of harming and killing, hurting humans or other species. Stop damaging the environment and live simple life, as simple as possible, according to our resources. More in tune with nature. Live and let all live so that our lives may be spared and blessed with happiness.
Master, next question is from José Luis Pérez Alvela, Veraún, and he's not here today. He is a vegan doctor and nutritionist. Would like to ask you the next question. How can we make our life much simpler and harmonious despite all the material things around us?
How? Yes, it's a very noble-minded question. I agree with him. Simple living and high thinking are the secrets to a long and happy life. One of the best ways to bring simplicity into our lives, he's already doing in choosing the vegan diet. I'm very happy to see that. Living without killing or bringing harm to other beings can restore harmony and health to yourself and the world around us faster than most anything else, especially for such a busy life as his, Dr. Berum, where caring for others is a part of his profession. The love and compassion of the animal-free or vegan diet gives you more strength, patience, and understanding. Another way to cultivate simplicity is to spend time also in the tranquility of nature or create a natural environment at home where we can go for peace and quiet. Reading mind-uplifting books such as spiritual scriptures as well as practicing meditation are also good ways to remind ourselves that we truly don't need much to be happy and live a contented, peaceful life. People who meditate, according to scientific research conducted in the U.S. on meditation, no matter what religion they came from, or even if they don't think they believe in God, meditation is still beneficial and in fact has been found to help in remaining calm and serene, as well as giving an optimistic outlook on life. Being vegan, as Dr. Berum is, also helps considerably in benefiting from meditation, because he already purified his system by removing toxic meat and animal products from his diet. So the combination of practices like meditation along with daily harmonious living through the vegan diet will lead to a simpler life with fewer material desires but still full of happiness and contentment.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, climate change brings new questions to the modern society. From economic development, the increasing standards of living to luxurious ways of living even for daily activity compared to the earlier ages. All these are now challenged once again by the catastrophic climate change that is believed to be caused by human activity. One phenomenon that is also very contributive to a GHG emission to the atmosphere is the rapid increase in global population, also as one of the consequences of increased living standard, the question is, how should we human beings develop? Is there or will there be a limit for this? How should the society be built? Thank you, Master.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It is true that we must be careful of our way of life and try to be more frugal and protective of our precious resources. We should not lose ourselves in the material aspects of life without paying attention to our moral standards and spiritual development as well. This is important also, even more important than material development. Or else we will be in trouble sooner or later. We might even lose everything, including our material development, our lives, and our planet, like we are in the fact facing now. I'm glad to see that you walk the talk because you are a vegan. thank you. Thank you. The animals, thank you. And you look so handsome and healthy. Can you stand up and let everybody look at you? Turn around. He really look handsome. Yes. Look at him, huh? Please don't be shy. You must save the animal at all costs. Now, if we, the human race, develop as a vegan society, and better yet, a spiritual vegan society, there will be no limit to our material development. Because then, sir, we will have the wisdom and the love to propel us on a balanced, straight course of the future, bright future for our planet, our children. If we have the spiritual eye, we will find that past civilizations, both on Earth and other planets, sometimes developed too quickly in the technological sense, but the spiritual development, their store of love was low or empty. And what we see the pattern is that no society can last long if they refuse to sustain the lives of their own members and fellow beings. I mean, include all the beings like animals and trees. Or if they destroy the environment they live in, then that society cannot live long. We can see that also in historical record. Just like the proverb that says, the frog does not drink up all the water in the pond in which he lives, because he needs the water, see? So we cannot destroy the environment and live in it as well. It is not the rapid increase in global population that is the problem, sir. It might contribute, but a little bit. We had enough to sustain everybody. More than that, we have enough food to feed the world twice over. Right now, even, if we don't feed all the food to the animals. Yes, you know that. The real problem is our meat consumption, the tendency of mass killing that we have made a part of our lives, and we look at it as a normal life. It is not normal. It's not normal that we cause suffering to others who has feeling and who shed red blood and call that a food or earn a living. We cannot earn a living or sustain a living by death. Meat consumption is the way of not just cruelty, but of waste on unimaginable, gross scale.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because, at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra, Chapter 8. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra, Chapter 7.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Thank you, eco-conscious viewers, for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again next Friday for part 5 of Be Frugal, It Begins at Our Table. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned, God bless, and farewell for now.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.suprememastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeastersupremeasters www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.